Hey, welcome to the Carol Remarks Podcast. My name is Carol, and this is where I host my remarks on glamour, pop culture, and front page news. Let's get right to it. Hello, oh, happy day, and good morning.
Good morning, one and all. It's a beautiful day.
Yeah, I got the gent here. We got a special edition, I suppose, a bonus content, as you would say.
Yeah, we were just kind of hanging out this morning, and we did our puzzles, and the puzzles were really, you know, our puzzles that we do have words, but today they had images, and we had to think out of the box. And
it was rough because I was already tired.
Yeah, and you know, as we were both a little bit tired, and so we got to thinking that, and we had talked about this a little bit throughout the night, that you know, it's just time. It's time for adaptation and change.
Yeah, sure is.
And you know, one of the things we did last night, we watched this cooking show and all this, and so we, you know, started drinking our coffee because you know we could because we're going to stay up a little bit later and all that stuff. But
oh,
speak of the devil,
the alarm, hello.
So we made a decision last night and this morning that I think might shock some people, but you know, change is evident. Change is coming.
Yeah, it sure is.
The change is coming, and we've decided that
we're not young pups anymore.
No, and we're just gonna have to do away with coffee. We just can't do it anymore.
Yeah,
that's gonna be tough.
You know, a lot of our friends have given up coffee. A lot of people have given up coffee.
Well, you know, it's just part of those things because you know, like I said, change is coming. And you know, there are a lot of things that, you know, we need our sleep.
Yeah, I definitely need my sleep.
We need our sleep. So, and that caffeine is just, you know, part of that process that, you know, keeps us awake. So, as much as I hate to say it, we're probably going to be doing away with coffee.
Imagine all the money we save, though.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
I know.
Oh, well,
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. And I think part of that, too, wraps around to some other things that we talked about. You know, both of us yesterday were obsessed with all that was on TV because, I mean, there were replays and then there were regular games and then there were more games and all this stuff. There was men's basketball, women's basketball, and it was just constant basketball competition.
It was too much.
Stress. You know, it was just too
aggressiveness.
Much. And
it's just too much.
Yeah. And so
all the time.
We decided that, you know, there's this battle. And you see it day by day. And you know, with the girl from Iowa, you know, they're all by saying, well, she should be in the NBA. She should be in the NBA.
Why not?
I agree wholeheartedly. Put her in the NBA.
Let's combine them
and
all.
And let's just combine them all. Yeah. This way we don't have to have two sets and we can narrow the time down. See, we could have narrowed that down to like 4 hours instead of 8 to 12 hours. If they had just combined the two sports, we'd have had two games on instead of 12 games on. And we could have a lot more time for
family and
Which, you know, we need more, and that's a truism. We need more time for family. You know, our eyes would probably be better because we wouldn't have been looking at those TV screens.
Be calmer because we wouldn't be like all upset and anxious.
Anxious and anxiety. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And then, you know, of course, part of that, so many commercial breaks through the whole damn thing. You're upset at that. So, you know, we did break one TV, and I'm not sure if that was because of the caffeine or it was because of the because the referees or whatever.
We didn't break any TVs.
Well, I felt like breaking the TV because, you know, they were interrupting the game.
Yeah. So, combining, just play, everybody play at once.
Yeah, so we'll just, you know, that cuts that.
In one
that,
game.
That cuts that tremendously.
Go ahead
so,
and mix the men and women together.
Yeah, so
we're
on the bandwagon.
All right.
Yep, we're on the bandwagon.
Yep.
And, you know, the other thing we were talking about, too, was Saturday we're out walking our grandson, and, you know, cars kept coming by.
Yeah, we do live on a busy street.
Yeah, and the mufflers.
Loud,
obnoxious, and fumy, and all that stuff. And, you know, then all of a sudden, here, you know, comes this little drives by. You could hear the tires on the road. But you
what drove by?
I don't know what it was. It was a little bitty car thing.
Quiet?
Yeah, it was very quiet.
Sounds like an electric car.
It was an electric car. Right. Yeah, and, you know, a lot of noise comes from the tires hitting the road. But, yeah. And there are a lot of engines that are quiet. But, you know, there are a lot of mufflers out there putting out emissions and all that stuff. And a couple of times it was like, well, that was car stunk. You know? So we're going to probably today put our cars up for sale because we decided, and I've looked into Chargers last night. Carol was asleep when I was doing this, but I looked into Chargers because I thought, you know, hey, it's time. You know, obviously electric cars are the way to go.
Yeah. And, you know, I used to sell cars. And, you know, when you buy an electric car, they might offer you a special on the installation of a home charger in your garage. Mm-hmm, so I'm sure, especially now with them pushing it, I'm sure there's all kinds of steals and deals you can get.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and that's part of the whole thing, too. If we can get, you know, refineries are kind of ugly and all that stuff and all over our landscape. And if we can get rid of those, see, because here's what I was thinking. America is a beautiful country, and we don't want to be destroying America. So most of the mines and all that stuff are going to be overseas.
For the batteries, you mean? Yeah,
for the electric cars. Yeah, yeah, they're going to be mining the other countries. And, you know, we're not traveling to those places, so what do we care?
Yeah, it's not our problem.
It's not our problem because, you know.
As long as America
is
quiet and stress-free.
Well, I mean, you know, if we don't have caffeine, we're not going to be stressed.
Right.
If we're, you know, only having one or two basketball games instead of 16,
right?
That's 750% less stress.
Yeah,
We won't be worried about the broom and the cars going by. My God, and the environment for us is cleaned up. So
yeah, and cleaned up and quiet and not aggressive.
And I think these changes that are going to come into our life are going to be great.
Yeah. So that's why the gent is on today. We thought we'd bring you all this news for you. We're getting on board.
Absolutely.
We're getting on board.
What was it on the crane train to mental health? Choo choo.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing today.
Serenity now.
Serenity now. Absolutely.
All right.
And, you know, that's what we'll start doing. Now we'll talk about our serenity and we'll talk about the things we're doing to adapt. And that'll be the podcast.
Okay.
That'll be the direction we're going.
All right.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to it. What about you?
Yep.
Okay. Well, good deal.
Okay.
Well, how long were we on?
That's 8 minutes. We're even cutting down on the podcast already.
See, we've done it well. All right. Well, good deal. All right. Well, I'm going to end this one for the day because we're doing new things.
Yep.
Carol usually ends it. I want to say happy April 1st, April Fool's Day to everybody. And remember today when you're out there and about, don't believe everything you hear and only half of what you see, right?
Yes. April Fool's Day, everybody.
Happy April Fool's. This is some damn good coffee.
Yep.
Good old.
What's that? Who pays your salary? What's that? Who pays? What's that?
We're not a democracy.